You're listening to WFHB Bloomington at 91.3 FM, W251 AG Bloomington at 98.1 FM, W264 BP Nashville at 100.7 FM, and W292 DD Ellettsville at 106.3 FM. Community radio for South Central Indiana. Yesterday, we kicked off Lotus Festival weekend with our first Lotus Live session, and today we have a whole afternoon of more Lotus programming for you. My name is Adrienne, and right now I am here at the station with Caleb Rimdabai. Hi, Caleb.
Hello.
Thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, Caleb is with Afrotronics, and Afrotronics is performing tonight from 9 to 10:15 at the 6th Street Tent. We're going to be talking to Caleb and listening to some Afrotronics tracks. We're going to start off the afternoon with Petit Pé.
In a beer, who's here? I kill time by the year. Not real, the black tag ain't there. No fear, pay 15 for the beer. Got the wrong way, saying this ain't fair. Just rev in the atmosphere. Young Paris in the lair, like yeah. Put more blacks on the back of the ball. Young black brother with the African core. My hometown made fashion sore. Don't believe me, just ask your boss.
Petit Pé by Afrotronics. If you're just tuning in, we are kicking off our Friday afternoon of Lotus content with a live interview here with Caleb Rimdabai from Afrotronics. Wonderful. Thank you again so much for being here, Caleb.
Thank you for having me. And the way you pronounce Rimdabai is amazing.
Thank you. It's a good start. It's, yeah, wonderful to get a chance to hear, preview some of your music. So that track, Petit Pé, that's, I think, one of your singles, too,
yeah.
Is that right? Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about that song?
Petit Pé is in... on the Petit Pé meaning little country.
Mm-hmm.
And that one I wrote it to my country. I'm talking to my country as I'm talking to a girl that she's beautiful and she doesn't need to be part of G20 or part of G8 to be a great country for me.
I love that. And so you're from Chad originally,
Chad,
and
yeah.
Based in Montreal now, but your music definitely draws a lot on a lot of different sounds from Central Africa and
exactly.
From beyond. Yeah, can you tell us a little bit about?
Yeah, so Afrotronics itself mm-hmm. is more it's a concept that try to showcase a different face of Africa, and the main theme that I talk about through my art, through my outfit and everything is the future, according to African ancestral values, and so it's our way to see the future. And so through my whole art is trying to show people that don't see Africa as just this primitive, and but we have vision for the future, and there is other things that are going on there. And I got this a little from my tribe, which is a Sara tribe. When we are young, our grandfather and uncles, they make us imagine the future and like close your eyes and imagine how it's going to be.
Oh, wow.
So you describe it the way you want it to be. And that is what I'm doing now through my art.
I love that. Yeah. And I went to your Facebook page and it even has the tagline, the sound of the future.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wonderful. And so you're kind of bringing that future also around the world.
You've,
some
vision of alternative vision. Because the way my people see future, despite everything that is hard and going on in Chad or in Africa, people are still think that the future will be brighter. We don't believe in future with fear and all that. We just think that there is so much good in a human being that they gonna wake up a day and realize that we're all brothers and we just want to save and respect the planet and the future will be better.
I love that. Yeah, and the different kind of sources for your music in terms of the samples, are those mostly from Chad? Are they from outside as well?
Most of them are from Chad, and a lot of them I just, when I go there and I sit around the fire with my grandmothers, I just record some, and some are around everything that is going on in the Sahara of Chad and the South as well. And as geographically, you know, Chad is between this mm-hmm. Bantu culture and the Arabic Oriental culture.
Right, yeah, it's kind of like right between the north and the...
Exactly. Yeah. So it represents in a better way what is in Africa.
That's, yeah, definitely a lot to try and cover. It's amazing to hear it kind of in these set songs. So
yeah,
wonderful. And in terms of spreading it throughout the world, you and I were just talking about the tour you've been on. Can you tell us a little bit about your experience kind of being all over the world for the last more than half a year?
Yeah, no, it's amazing what's going on in my life now, and with the project is, because I am the first one doing that worldwide from Chad. Mm-hmm. I'm the like number one artist in my country right now, and doing all this, going all over the place, like Europe, South America, and meeting all these people and having all these titles, and it's bringing light on my country, and I'm so thankful, and I have a chance to be now in contact with all this diversity in Montreal as well.
Mm-hmm.
So give me access to this tech and all these people with different way to do music, and yeah, that's finally end up to bring this beauty of Afrotronics.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And yeah, I think I feel like most of the music that I see from Chad that is in the United States is all like anthropologists who got and done field work and brought back. And so you're really, it sounds like, trying to kind of create a new image
exactly.
for the whole world. Yeah. Wonderful. So that's a lot to try and spread. And a lot of different sounds have come together in your work. We are really excited to see your live show as well. I know that I think your act has been getting a lot more buzz. What can our listeners expect to see at a live Afrotronic show?
Actually, I play with a drummer who was like full of different percussions and a full drum, and I play the live guitar and sing live and mix at the same time.
Wow.
And some little movement, dance movement. So through the show, it's kind of a trip. So I make people, I don't know if tonight, I'm not sure if you have a visual, but in general, we have a visual as well. So. Mm-hmm. People see and leave, and I tell a story a little bit.
Yeah, wonderful. I think I've heard that even like the way that you dress it at your shows, I can't remember. I don't know if it was OK Africa. They called you a mix of Sonic the Hedgehog and something or something in terms of the visual.
Yeah,
aspects.
Daft Punk. That's the thing, but yeah, but it's different.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's your own. Definitely your own.
I have
style.
This helmet. Yeah. Which is. Yeah. But the helmet, this one is made from what we call the dom. Mm-hmm. Was in my tribe, kids, young boys, they go to bush mm-hmm. to learn about African spirituality and learn about our values. And then when they are ready, they come out. When they come out, they have this sort of helmet
made
of wood. But I do the futuristic version.
So there's layers of symbols going on. Just,
exactly.
Yeah, in the whole performance. That's fantastic. All right, well, we can go ahead and listen to another track. I know that we've got the track Sudani from your album Nomadics.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that came out in, was it 2017?
Yeah, exactly,
great.
November.
Awesome. Great, so let's go ahead and listen to that next. You're tuned in to WFHB's Lotus Live Sessions. We're here with Caleb from Afrotronics, and this is Sudani.
Afrotronics, what am I doing? Chachona ocha komona hijima America azana hijima Wakid nufakuru shuye nyamene Nufakuru lebele nete shedi Sudeli
Afrotronics with Sudani. I'm here at the WFHB studios with Caleb from Afrotronics. And that was from your, I think that's your most recent album, Nomadics? Is that the most recent release?
Or? It's the first and official album.
Okay, great. Yeah. Wonderful. So that was Sudani. And can you tell us a little bit about that track?
This is it's a journey. I'm telling a story of someone that left Africa, as you know, we saw from everything that Hollywood sent us that it's better out of Africa. So he went to sea and he took a chance, and finally he ended up one day and thinking of what is back, and he's like, yeah, I came, I see, but it's not better. I miss you, and I miss to connect with the nature, I miss to connect with the earth, I miss you, Mama Africa. So yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's definitely a powerful kind of image. Yeah.
And the history behind it is that, you know, people come back and they blacklist a lot of our African values, as our spirituality, the way we pray, the way we, our names, and a lot of people from the young generation, they give up their names and the language even, and but at the end, we don't gain anything. So my message is to go back to this in order to draw our own future.
Wow. Yeah. Wonderful. And when you're out on tour and you're out in the Americas or Europe, what message do you want people to take away from that when they're kind of coming from these different viewpoints?
The main message that I try to send is that we don't need help in Africa. We just need space. We just need people to give us moment to reconnect with ourselves, and in that way, because we have everything we need, and it's a rich country with diversity, and I want to show to the world that Africa is a strong country, and with a big and a strong new generation, and we have so much to share. We just want people to give us opportunity to give. We don't want to be seen in a position by having and receiving help. No, we have to give, and we want to give, and we want to share.
Wonderful. Yeah. I love that. I love the rewriting the Hollywood narrative. That's great. Wonderful. Well, Afrotronics will be at the 6th Street tent at Lotus tonight from 9 to 10:15. Khaled, thank you again so much for coming on the air with us.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So we have time, I think, to hear one more track.
Oyo,
all right. Can you tell us a little bit about that before we hear it?
Yeah, Oyo is describing the beauty of a woman and the power of a woman, that in certain countries, even in my country, we don't want to... They are powerful. Our mama is the powerful person at home, but outside, dad is the chief. So I'm celebrating the power of a woman.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Stay tuned. Our Lotus Live sessions will continue at 2 p.m. We'll be hearing one for the Foxes. Thanks again to Caleb. And we will now hear Oyo from Afrotronics.
نعرف مرهنا جوا نعرف المرهنا هامو نعرف خوف قبل الموت نعرف الألم أنا الخدر ما نخاف تعني السكين
شفنا النار هنا جواس شفت الناس كتير ماتوا داك ولا ما خوفني دوق نمور انا الهيانة لما ابنا يندق او انا ما نعرف اوصفيني كيف ريزيستي جمالكي سان 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 مساسا مني مساسا سرقتيني كوراسان سان سان Oh.